part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life that no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Well, if you're just joining us, welcome. It's Saturday night. He's Stephen Baldwin.
Hey, how are you?
I'm Kevin McCullough, and here we are live from New York. We have a packed house, by the way, tonight.
We got a lot going on.
But we want to say welcome back to the chat room because we've got the TV feed going on tonight. There's Stevie B, who, no matter where I put his stuff, he's always going to rearrange where he sits. So, yeah,
Move
your stuff back to where it was before.
Okay.
There you go.
Well, I got to be me, Kevo.
And then there's me, and then we got, even over here in the corner, we've got, looky there. There's Ivan Quiñones, and then for those of you that have always wanted to, we've got Jackie on the phones. Jackie on the phones. There she is. So everybody, and then there's Alex and his friend Anthony, and another friend from Ivan's world is also here. So we've got everybody in the house. It is Baldwin McCullough live from New York, and we are thankful that you're here with us. How you doing?
I'm okay.
888-340-3373. Why did you say it that way?
Well, because I've been having trouble with my voice.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because, you know...
Is it the phlegm stuff?
It's allergies in New York right now.
Right.
And you've been dealing with this.
Oh, yeah.
And it's weird, because, like, if I'm not just jacked up on the Claritin D... which is kind of gnarly to take, because if you take that and then drink 57 cups of coffee like I do every day, then, you know, it just gives you that
little boost.
Your hands will be shaking a little.
Yeah, and how does the lovely Mrs. Baldwin feel about your Claritin D combined with 50 cups of coffee consumption?
She's kind of used to it, Kevo. Yeah.
I thought she was like this health nut that was like, going to make you walk the straight and narrow now.
Well, I'm healthy. I'm healthier.
Demonstrates, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's Stephen Baldwin. I'm Kevin McCullough. So tonight in Washington, and I was looking for a way that we could get some sort of live feed into it, but we can't. But the White House Correspondents' Dinner is underway, and it's going to be, you know, just a real shuck and jive, knee slapping. Hey, it's a hoedown.
Of course. Yeah. You got Barack Obama.
Newt and Calista Gingrich are in attendance.
Are they?
Rick Santorum and his wife Karen are in attendance.
Really?
Lindsay Lohan is in attendance.
Is she sitting with the Santorums?
No, Greta Van Susteren.
Oh.
Much more her speed.
Weird. Okay.
And who else? Oh, Kim Kardashian's also a guest of Greta.
Wow. You know, I got invited.
By who?
I don't know, but... Brad Taylor asked me...
I got invited, too.
Brad Taylor asked me 5 weeks ago, did I want to go to the White House Correspondents' Dinner, and I said no.
Yeah. Well, there's, you know, it's... Should we be doing a White House Correspondents' Dinner? That would be an interesting question. 888-340-3373.
We could do it. But, I've been a good boy for... some time now in my 10 years of being born again.
Uh-huh.
I've been pretty good.
Yeah.
But if I were to get in the same room with Barack Obama, I don't know if I couldn't not, you know...
Say something you shouldn't?
Shoot a spitball at him. Just one.
Well,
just one!
I would think that the...
Just because I just would love if it went right in his ear hole... And he was up on the dais, and it just, like, he was in there kind of going, Michelle, could you,
I would think that the deterrent for you would be,
get a hand
you
over
wouldn't,
here?
You wouldn't okay. want to be carried off by the men in the earpieces and the tuxedos.
But that's why I can't go to the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Not because I'd be worried about getting busted. I would be worried.
That's what you just implied.
No, what I'm saying is I believe I could go to the White House Correspondents' Dinner and shoot a spitball in President Barack Obama's ear hole and not get caught. I think I could do it and no one would see. But that's just me.
Yeah.
And it's probably better don't that you I know, don't go
don't you know
so I can overcome that temptation.
The president's security detail can track the trajectory of a spitball from any spot in the room.
Listen.
And if you're hanging out, they're going to blame you.
I am a legend out of Massapequa, Long Island. Do you know why?
Because of spitballs?
Because I'm the only person in my neighborhood to have ever sketched a cop car.
What is sketching a cop car?
Well, you wait in the bushes after the snow falls.
Ladies and gentlemen, I apologize in advance for any bad habits that might be communicated to your children.
You wait in the bushes after
a
big snowfall.
I take no responsibility for this.
And you wait near the stop sign. And when the stop sign comes and little Miss McGillicuddy, Grandma McGillicuddy comes, and she stops at the stop sign, like 15 of us get on the back bumper with our Chuck Taylors, and we ride the back of the car when she takes you ski in the snow off the back bumper of a vehicle.
And you did it off a cop car.
I'm the only sketcher in Massapequa history.
You've been out of town for a long time. You don't know what
in
they've
the
done in recent years.
I would have, you believe me, you would have heard about it from the people I hung out with, Bill. Okay? So one day...
You don't stay in touch. No.
Wait a second.
You're painting this picture like you're some hometown boy from Massapequa that still cares about your roots. We run into people from Massapequa all the time that go like, hey, Baldwin, when are you coming back to town? You haven't been home in 30 years.
It's not true.
All the time.
I've been home multiple times. I just hide while I'm there. That's all that is. But here's what happened.
So you were sketching.
So we're sketching,
yes.
And a cop comes, and we all scatter. And, like, when we scattered, I just rolled into a bush. And it was one of those weird, like, Little Rascal moments where the cop pulls up and stops at the stop sign, and he saw us all run. And I know he's looking around for, like, to try to see who he can maybe get. And I just, like an idiot, really, I just went, no.
I'm going to skip.
Don't do it,
Steve. I'm going to sketch a cop
car. And I just quickly, I'm looking in his side view mirror on the passenger side, and I know he's looking the other way, and I crawl behind this cop car, and I don't touch the bumper yet. I just wait, and if I hear the door open, I'm running. Door doesn't open. I grab the bottom of the bumper, and he takes off, and I'm now sketching a cop car. You have to understand what this means in, like, my world.
Yes.
And, dude, as we're going down the road, all my boys who are now coming out of the bushes because the cop's leaving see me on the back of the car. It's like
a general coming home from war.
A lunar moon landing has happened in Massapequa. And they're going, cue ball. That was my name, cue ball.
Right.
They're going, cue ball, Stevie B. Ah! And then I just waited until we made this one little curve, and I just rolled off into the bushes, and
yeah, okay.
A legend was born.
So what does that have to do with what we were talking about? And what did we start out talking about?
I don't know, but I'm just so glad I got to sell that story just now.
888-340-3373. Anybody from Massapequa listening tonight on AM 970, The Answer out of New York, I'd love to know if you can verify Stephen's fictional account of his interaction with a cop car in the bushes of Massapequa. I would like to know if there's any legitimate
truth
to this.
If I can sketch a cop car in Pequa, I can get a spitball into the president's ear hole.
Somehow, I don't think
that
is really a good way to measure that.
That's all I'm saying.
I would like you to not take your future.
All things are possible in Christ Jesus. Did he really use the Lord as
just,
a means
you
of...
You just abused
did
Holy
he really
Scripture.
Just use the Lord as a means of validating...
Spitballs
accosting
the president,
yes. With a spitball in his ear hole?
Kenya, where are you, please?
Yeah, she's not listening.
Have some talks with your boy there, Mrs. Baldwin.
But isn't that what the White House Correspondents' Dinner is all about? I mean, if I went in there...
it kind of is,
Let's say I didn't even try to, like, hide it. Let's just say I just was on my way to the restroom and just turned at one point and went, and just, you know.
Yeah.
Right in Barack's ear hole. That'd be awesome.
Again, you'd be calling me from your holding cell.
And they'd be heavy on the ground, like, you know, doing a, what's his name to me?
Rodney King?
Yeah. doing a can't we all just get along to me.
I don't think it's good taste for white boys to invoke Rodney King in police brutality.
I can.
All right.
All right.
You know who Rodney King weighed in on this week? Did you see this?
No.
Yeah.
I love that there's a segue. Go ahead.
He weighed in on the Trayvon Martin case.
Did he?
Because that guy, who has been nothing but jailbait since he won the case against the city of Los Angeles.
Right.
He's been in and out of prison like 16 times. Because that guy has so much to say about.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was a whole different thing. Hey, this is Baldwin McCullough Live. We're coming to you and coming with your calls right back after this.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, in 2011, we told you about the CARES Project. It was launched by our Extreme Charities Foundation, offering you free assistance.
For a lot of people that want to pray effectively, doing it is the hard part.
We pray for our family.
They know what they want to say.
Our friends.
But the words don't come out easily.
We pray for the world.
But what if something had been given to you as a child? Maybe that had been read to you every single night before you went to bed.
We can pray while walking, running, bowing, standing, or lying down.
That's what children's author Carol McIntyre has done in her brand new bedtime book, Prayer Is. What do you think of when you think of praying with your children? In a very simple, easy to read, and quickly memorized book, your children will pick up on all the benefits of what prayer is.
We can pray everywhere and anywhere.
Carol McIntyre's brand new title, Prayer Is. And when you go to TheBingeThinker.com and click on the Prayer Is logo, you'll save almost half the price at Amazon.com. So check out Prayer Is.
800-283-2360. That's 800-283-2360. 800-283-2360. 3-2360 or online at TheBingeThinker.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Was $4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy, do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We'll be right back.
Saturday night. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. The number is 888-340-3373.
And it's the same night as the White House Correspondents' Dinner out in D.C. We do have a live shot. We can't show you on the air. We can't even take you there yet because nothing's happening. Tonight, the president will get together. They'll yuck it up, have big fun, tell jokes. And the president will talk. Jimmy Fallon.
Kimmel.
Kimmel is doing the MC duties.
Which means it'll probably get a little raunchy, as it usually does in and around this president. You know, when they go out of the country and his Secret Service people go and do what they do. And it's all good with Barack Obama. Don't worry about it.
But one of the things that...
Because he's a celebrity. I love that.
Well, is he, though?
Oh, of course.
And should he be?
And this is the conversation we had today.
Should he be?
Where is it better, Kevo, that your president make you feel good instead of actually do things presidential that make your life better?
That's an interesting question. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. The common sense answer is no.
Right.
He shouldn't make you feel better. But we know that a lot of people will vote based on impressions.
Mm-hmm.
They won't do 1 ounce of research. They won't look at any policies that he's passed or signed.
Mm-hmm.
They won't do any due diligence on his history.
Mm-hmm.
They will only go, oh, well, he makes me feel good about myself, so I'm going to vote for him. There will be one ethnic group that will go one step further and say, oh, he looks like us, so I'm going to vote for him.
Yeah.
And it has nothing to do with the nature of the character of who he is.
Right.
Black people who vote for this president simply because he's black are doing one of the dumbest things and one of the most hurtful things that they've ever done to their own community.
Right.
Because under Barack Obama, black people have gotten poorer. Under Barack Obama, more black children have been systematically targeted by Planned Parenthood and the abortion industry than ever in the history of our nation.
Mm-hmm.
And under Barack Obama, black people have suffered more than almost any other president in my lifetime, which goes to 1970. So I don't understand the whole, oh, I'm just going to vote for him because he looks like me vote. That some people call that racist. I think that's just racially preferencing something.
Right.
I think racism is always like when it's a negative. But that aside, this week, the president saw a couple of polls that came out. He's not doing well with young people.
Mm-hmm.
At least he's not. Like, only 46% of the registered voters that are between the ages of 18 and 24 say that they intend to vote.
Mm-hmm.
That's down from 2008, where 48% of those registered said that they would. And only about 61% of the population that are of that age, 18 to 24, are even going to register to vote to begin with. Of the group that's registered, which is only 6 out of 10 people,
mm-hmm.
of that group, only 3, less than 3 of every 10, are going to end up actually casting a vote.
Hmm.
So he says, well, you know, in 2008, he beat McCain by a 70% margin in the 18 to 24 bracket.
Mm-hmm.
He had 85% of the vote. McCain had 15% of the vote, 18 to 24.
That's staggering.
So Fox News called, had me on today. They said, well, Kevin, what do you think about this? And I said, well, I think that Obama's in real trouble here. Because evidently that 70% don't feel the same way they did then. Because now it's about 48 to 43%. Obama's still winning the plurality of that vote,
right,
according to those that are registered. But a generic Republican gets 43% against him,
right,
to his 48.
Interesting.
Well, if he loses, if he goes from a 70% margin down to a 7% margin, he's losing massive amounts of votes,
correct,
between the 18 to 24 age group.
Absolutely.
So he sees that. So he's out there this week.
Slow jamming.
Well, he goes to 3 different college campuses. And he puts on these speeches about student loans.
Yeah.
Now, we can debate this one way or the other, because I don't know that student loans are all that great to begin with. There's a lot of people. And even President Obama said in one of the speeches this week, he said, well, you know, when the rates go up on the student loans, and the rates have to go up on the student loans because the government keeps shelling over this money that it doesn't have to give people free access to education that they haven't paid for out of their own fruit of their own labor. So the government's increasingly out of money. They got to start recouping something from somewhere at some point in time. So the interest rates go up, prices go up, but then the colleges go, oh, well, the loans are going to be more expensive. Maybe we should charge a little bit too. So they raise it $1.50 on top of that. So he's going out to these schools this week, and he's saying, look, we got to make sure that the Republicans don't hike up your taxes on your student loans. He says, because, my goodness, you might end up paying over the course of your 4 years a whole $1,000 more for your college education if they don't. Now, I'm not diminishing the fact that $1,000 isn't a lot of money, but when you're taking out loans of $40,000 to begin with, it's all going on a credit card anyway. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to pay it when I get to it. And then a lot of these kids don't end up paying them off at all. They just, you know, oh, I can't pay for it. And then it drops off. So here's what I don't understand. He goes out, and of all the things that we're facing that he could talk about to the 18 and 24-year-olds, that's the one thing he covers. He ignores the numbers that come out that say that now 18 to 24-year-old college graduates are like 20% less likely to find a job than they were before he took office. They were already around 50%. Now they're around 40% that can find work. So they're getting hugely expensive college degrees. There is no job market for them. The job pool is shrinking. The jobs number is shrinking because the people are laying folks off. There's fewer and fewer jobs. And I'm going, okay, is anybody going to vote based on this? Like, honestly, are they going to vote based on this? No, they're going to vote because he says he wants to give you, quote, free money, and he slow jams the news. That's the reason I'm going to vote for him. He's going to give me something for free. You're going to give me mine. Give me my welfare check. Give me my free health care. Give me my college program. He says, you give it all to me. Not going to cost anybody anything.
And he can slow jam.
And then he's going to slow jam the news. Let's go to line one. Eric in Reno wants to weigh in on this. Eric from Reno, Nevada, listening to 99.1 KKFD. Hey, Eric, welcome.
Thank you. You know, unfortunately, since Barack Obama became president, we have become a far more racist country than we ever were. And let me clarify that. The racism is coming from blacks against whites. Frankly, Obama is half white and half black. Now, how is it that he's always referred to as just black? In fact, he's a mulatto, is the correct term.
Right, Eric. Okay. So your point is racism is worse. I totally agree with you, and I think that situations like the Trayvon Martin case kind of give evidence of that. Thanks for the call. Got to take this break. Coming right back. Do you want a cool president? Do you want somebody who makes you feel good? Or do you want someone who's going to offer solutions? Let's talk about it. 888-340-3373 on Baldwin McCullough Live.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart Patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
It's Baldwin McCullough live being from New York City, and we're glad you're with us. Want to take a little listen in on the White House Correspondents' Dinner? That's what it sounds like right now. So when something, if something starts happening, we may bring it to you. Well, we don't know like what the content of this is going to be, and I don't want to run the risk of airing something that we shouldn't. So. We'll see what we can do. Anyway, glad you're with us. Kevin McCullough is my name. He is Stephen Baldwin.
I can tell I have to be on good behavior tonight. I'm
Why is that?
A little disappointed about that.
Why?
I can just tell.
What do you always have to be on good behavior. What are you talking about?
Well, I know, but it's the White House Correspondents' Dinner, and I'm just thinking,
well, what are you wanting to say? You, born-again Christian, Stephen Baldwin, what is it that is so burning a hole through what's left of your brain that you want to get it out?
I'm wanting something to happen at the White House Correspondents'
Easy for you to say. Go ahead.
I'm wanting something to happen at the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
Uh-huh.
That'll just justify my ability here on this program to go, see?
See what?
That Obama, he's just a big, silly person. And you shouldn't vote for him for a second term.
I think that's a case of pot meat kettle. Anyway,
Listen, the day you and I have to worry about my being the leader of the free world, but at this point, anything's possible. So,
Well, we're live from New York. Glad you're with us. By the way, the website is thebingethinker.com. And if you want to watch us live, we've got the active televised chat room back up and running. And in the weeks to come, it's going to get even better. So thanks for hanging out with us tonight. Well, this last week, so we asked the question, and we got four phone lines open, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. No matter where you are, especially if you disagree, I want to hear from you, and we'll put you at the front of the line. But do you think that it's possible for an uncool president to get elected? Do you think that it's possible for an uncool president?
Now.
In this day and age.
Right.
In light of the circumstances that we find ourselves in. You know, one of the things that Bill Clinton had going for him was that he was cool.
Of course he was.
He played saxophone on MTV.
Right.
And all the late night shows.
And he was smooth with the ladies.
And he had the ladies' touch. And women swooned. And you know what's interesting? I mean, there's a lot
of... And they swoon over Obama.
Yeah,
they
it's a little different.
They swoon.
It's a little different because he doesn't make overt overtures to them the way Clinton did, and I'm thankful for that. That's actually something I'm grateful for from Obama. I think the picture of he and his family is a very good positive, like he and the Bushes
yeah,
both.
Yeah, but he's still swooning. He does it his way. He's more cool about it. But he's not
engaged. He's not flirting with women as a married man.
He loves his wife. I've seen photos of him, you know, looking swoony. But that's me. That's just my opinion. I think
you're
Barack
slandering a man's character.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
I'm saying
you're saying he's unfaithful
to
his wife.
I didn't say that.
You said that he flirts with women.
That's not saying he's unfaithful.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
If you flirt, you're unfaithful.
No, if you sin in your mind about someone other than your wife, you're unfaithful.
If you flirt, you're on 888-340-3373. Who's right on this?
Okay.
Is flirtation unfaithfulness?
He's charismatic.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he's flirting with women.
Well, that's your opinion. You're entitled to your opinion. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, if the guy's, you know, if he's trying to bestow his power and his control in that way because women find him attractive and he can use that as a mechanism to, you know, manipulate, then he's
swooning. Yeah, but he's got to go home to Michelle at night. And she doesn't put up with that stuff.
Now I'm about to sin. She's probably saying, you do whatever you got to do to get reelected.
I don't see. This. You've gone too far.
And if that means flirting, you look in that camera and you flirt.
You've gone too far. You're doing the stuff that we accused Ann Coulter and Sean Hannity and all those guys of doing. You're making stuff up about these people.
Now I'm just joking. But go ahead.
Okay.
I was just kidding.
Good. Let that be loud and clear.
But if I were him, I'd flirt into the lens as much as I possibly could in order to...
Well, he's got to do something to try to get votes.
Because I think he's going to get whooped.
Well, it's interesting to see what the polls will say. 888-340-3373. But the question is, do you think an uncool president can get elected? Mitt Romney is definitively less cool than Barack Obama.
But he's getting cooler.
He's definitively less cool.
No question.
He won't slow jam the news. At least he hasn't yet.
He'd mess it up probably, but go ahead.
I don't know. The person that does just the talking parts on slow jams, they have the really easy part.
Right.
I mean, if Brian Williams can do it, come on. This is Baldwin McCullough Live. Your call's coming up.
I'm Hannah. This is my story, and it's not what you think.
Provident Films. For a lot of people that want to pray effectively, doing it is the hard part.
We pray for our family.
They know what they want to say.
Our friends.
But the words don't come out easily.
We pray for the world.
But what if something had been given to you as a child? Maybe that had been read to you every single night before you went to bed.
We can pray while walking, running, bowing, standing, or lying down.
That's what children's author Carol McIntyre has done in her brand new bedtime book, Prayer is. What do you think of when you think of praying with your children? In a very simple, easy to read, and quickly memorized book, your children will pick up on all the benefits of what prayer is.
We can pray everywhere and anywhere.
Carol McIntyre's brand new title, Prayer Is. And when you go to TheBingeThinker.com and click on the Prayer Is logo, you'll save almost half the price at Amazon.com. So check out Prayer Is.
800-283-2360.
That's 800-283-2360. 800-283-2360.
Or online at TheBingeThinker.com.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
For a lot of people that want to pray effectively, doing it is the hard part.
We pray for our family.
They know what they want to say.
Our friends.
But the words don't come out easily.
We pray for the world.
What if something had been given to you as a child? Maybe that had been read to you every single night before you went to bed.
We can pray while walking, running, bowing, standing, or lying down.
That's what children's author Carol McIntyre has done in her brand new bedtime book, Prayer Is. What do you think of when you think of praying with your children? In a very simple, easy to read, and quickly memorized book, your children will pick up on all the benefits of what prayer is.
We can pray everywhere and anywhere.
Carol McIntyre's brand new title, Prayer Is. And when you go to TheBingeThinker.com and click on the Prayer Is logo, you'll save almost half the price at Amazon.com. So check out Prayer Is.
800-283-2360. That's 800-283-2360. 800-283-2360 or online at TheBingeThinker.com.
Baldwin McCall arrived, and glad you're with us. Am I being heard? Because I can't hear myself.
There you go.
Yeah, what happened there?
I hear you now.
Okay. We're all good. It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York, and we were talking about, do you think it's possible for a nerdy president to get elected?
I'm Poindexter, and I know everything about the Treasury and the military and the and where all the dollars go everywhere. Vote for me.
That was awesome.
That was scarily like Ron Paul, wasn't it? And I apologize for that.
It was Paul-ish.
It had Paul tendencies.
Yeah.
Anyway, because I think that unfortunately, I don't think that an election can be won purely right now on just making the case on substance. Because I think the mouthpieces that tell the story are too lopsided into one group's favor.
Mm-hmm.
I think all of the media lean towards
one side. Maybe one news channel stays a little bit on the independent side, and maybe a handful of websites tell the conservative side.
Mm-hmm.
But I think for the most part, all the rest of them going in the other direction. So I was thinking about this week, because the president was out there yucking it up on college campuses.
Let me be clear. I will see to it, Michelle and I both, that you have a college education that you can afford.
And he used the phrase that really bothered me. He says, if we let these rates go up, you will be forced to take out larger and larger loans. Now, I was thinking to myself, well, now, what does that mean? Somebody's coming with a Glock and sticking it up against your head going,
or a spitball.
Did you take out the loan?
Yeah.
You better take out the loan.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to go, I don't think that's how it works. And would it be really terrible if kids got out of high school and worked a couple of years before going to college? Kind of had some sort of frame of reference about, like, what life was like before they went away? Those are all philosophical questions that every parent and child have to answer together. But for me, I'm less and less and less and less enamored with this idea that the university is going to solve all of our problems.
Mm-hmm.
Because I see less and less good coming out of it. But having said that, do you think... You're listening right now. We got four phone lines open. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Do you think an uncool president can be elected? Or does he have to go shuck it up with the college kids?
Or Hollywood.
Dance a little, sing a little Al Green.
Because what's weird is...
So in love with you. See, he doesn't got anything on me. Not President Obama, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You were saying?
I was saying that certain polls recently, the one we've been talking about, which is this poll about the youth.
Yes.
I think Obama now seemingly what part of his game plan is to really focus in on the youth again. He's focusing in on the youth now. And I would go so far as to guess. I'm not going to say I know anything like this, but I would guess that this president is saying, well, you know, they're incorrigible. We can influence them. And if I do this with Jimmy Kimmel and I do slow jam the news and I do, I'll just, they'll think I'm cool.
I know that's part of the strategy.
Right.
We were at CPAC and we were on a panel and they were asking us how should candidates engage the pop culture, and everything that Jason Matera said on that panel.
Sure.
Go on Fallon. Go on Kimmel. Talk about, current trends, all that stuff. He does. Their campaign team does.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2008, it was the quintessential, 85% of people in the 18 to 24-year-old age group voted for President Obama.
Mm-hmm.
85% mm-hmm. in that age group voted for President Obama. 15% voted for John McCain.
Right.
So that's a 70% margin. Which means that this current contest, if the other, besides Obama, has a chance at winning, he's got to kind of take a bite into that, or
right.
at least try to. So I was at Fox today. They asked me, what I think. And I said, well, it's interesting to see what young people in that age group are saying, because the number one issue to them right now is jobs.
Right.
Well, here's
the
thing.
Economy, right?
Okay, here's the thing, people. If you care about jobs, are you going to vote for that? Or are you going to vote for cool?
which is really my question.
And I want to know.
Yeah. Is it more important that the cooler president potentially become president, or the one who's really going to make a difference and make some progress and get things done?
See, I think we should change the laws a little bit. I think unless you can, name the two candidates that are running for the race.
I thought it was going to be like a spitball law. Go ahead.
I don't think that you should get to vote.
Say again?
If you can't identify who the candidates are, I don't think you should get to vote. No, we have so many people that go in the voting booth and just pull a lever for one side.
Of course.
And oh, there's the D.
Right.
Or there's the R.
And then what's really scary is this kid who a couple weeks ago went into the voting thing, and who did he say? He said he was Eric Holder.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was in the primary election in D.C.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, that was a group that was specifically trying to penetrate
the voting mechanism and see if they could actually do it.
And the kid was, and the guy at the voting place was going to let him vote.
You gave him Eric Holder's ballot.
Right, and he said, I don't have my driver's license. I'll be right back. I'll feel a lot better if I could show you my real identification. He goes, I'll be back faster than you can say, furious.
Yeah.
That was well done. That was cute.
So, 888-340-3373. I can't believe that America doesn't have an opinion on this. Is it possible for an uncool president to get elected?
Or is it more important to vote for the cool...
I'm not saying is it important. I'm asking is it possible.
Okay.
For the uncool guy to get elected. Do you think that there's enough people that will pay enough attention that they will overcome the cool vote? Because I think in this election, the cool vote is Obama, and the uncool vote is anybody else. 888-340-3373. He's Stephen Baldwin. I'm Kevin McCullough, live from New York. The White House Correspondents' Dinner underway. We may bring you a sample of that as well. Stay with us.
Is still your primary residence. I want you to get the public service free fax from SeniorClarity.com. 1-800-973-1140. 800-973-1140. Because the investment you've made in your home should last a lifetime. SeniorClarity.com. 800-973-1140. Senior Clarity. Reverse mortgage education specialists.
In today's ever-changing world economy and job market, you need a competitive edge that sets you apart from the masses.
For a lot of people that want to pray effectively, doing it is the hard part.
We pray for our family.
They know what they want to say.
Our friends.
But the words don't come out easily.
We pray for the world.
But what if something had been given to you as a child? Maybe that had been read to you every single night before you went to bed.
We can pray while walking, running, bowing, standing, or lying down.
That's what children's author Carol McIntyre has done in her brand new bedtime book, Prayer Is. What do you think of when you think of praying with your children? In a very simple, easy to read, and quickly memorized book, your children will pick up on all the benefits of what prayer is.
We can pray everywhere and anywhere.
Carol McIntyre's brand new title, Prayer Is. And when you go to TheBingeThinker.com and click on the Prayer Is logo, you'll save almost half the price at Amazon.com. So check out Prayer Is.
800-283-2360.
That's 800-283-2360. 800-283-2360.
Or online at TheBingeThinker.com.
Crank up your savings at the Webb's headquarters for hand crank and solar power preparedness. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Save now on solar generators from $289. Solar lanterns, just $24.95. Solar waterproof flashlights, only $12.95. Cook anywhere solar ovens from $279.95. Portable solar panels from 21stCenturyGoods.com give you the freedom to harness the power of the sun to charge your gear wherever you go. Show your patriotism with our line of solar flagpole lights. Plus, find a full line of emergency and shortwave radios, solar lanterns, and LED flashlights. And see our monthly two-for-one specials at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number two, the number one, ST, CenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. Spend $100 or more and get a free hand crank solar flashlight when you mention you heard us on GCN at checkout. Crank up your savings only at 21stCenturyGoods.com.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Saturday night, Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin, the actor.
Yes.
And he's Kevin
actor!
McCullough. He's Kevin McCullough, the one who can slow jam the news.
Oh, no, I'm not.
But you know who did slow jam the news this last week?
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby.
On July 1st of this year, yeah, the interest rates on Stanford student loans,
uh-huh,
the same loans that many of you use to help pay for college,
uh-huh,
are set to double. That means some hardworking students will be paying about $1,000
$1,000
just to get their education.
Uh-huh.
So I've called on Congress.
2 + 2 = 1,000
What we said is simple. Now is not the time to make
not now
more expensive for
no
people.
Bad Republicans. See, Fallon's weak. See, he's so lame. I'm way better jamming the news than he is.
Yeah?
You were laughing.
Yeah,
You were curled over. But you were halfway bent over to the floor there.
I'm laughing for another reason.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're slow jamming the news. Anyway, let's go to the phones. 800-888-340-3373. Let's talk to Marianne calling from Salt Lake City. Marianne, welcome to Baldwin McCullough Live. So glad to have you with us.
Thank you. Thank you very much for letting me be on your show. I listen to your show all the time.
Cool. And what is your thought?
You think
is it possible for an uncool president to get elected?
Yes, I do. I hope so, especially this election time. I also agree with Kevin that flirting is the gray area, and you're really starting to get into a dangerous area, and to me that is the leading into cheating on your wife.
Flirting
is
cheating on your wife.
Yes,
every
I agree.
Single time.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was wondering if you had a moment. I just wanted to pass by you. Things that I've been hearing lately and seeing on the news and CNN and Friends.
Sure.
They've been saying that Obama is dormant. He is dangerous. He knows what he's doing. He's got programs set into place that when he gets elected for his second term, that they will be put into effect, and that he's actually a dictatorship.
Well, Marianne, hold on. I don't know that he's going to go that far, and thank you for your call. But let's put it this way, Stephen. If he gets reelected,
yeah,
there's no accountability at the end of the 4 years. So all bets are off. I mean, he can go for the moon at that point.
Right.
Yeah, he's dangerous. Marianne, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 888-340-3373. I see Annie from the Bronx. We'll get to her in the next hour. 888-340-3373. He's Stephen Baldwin. I'm Kevin McCullough. And we want to know, do you think that it's possible for an uncool president to get elected? 888-340-3373. Online at TheBingeThinker.com or BaldwinMcCullough.com, where you can even watch tonight's